Sunday, August 6, 2023. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg and is taken from Luke chapter 11, verses 14 through 23. Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. Some of them said, "He cast out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of demons," while others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste. A divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." A house divided. The world is constantly looking for ways to deny and discredit Jesus. They want nothing to do with him and his message of salvation. Even after witnessing this miracle, those around Jesus who felt their power and status were threatened by him challenged his power. Jesus responds to accusations that he performs exorcisms by Satan's power. He points out just how self-defeating that would be. Sadly, however, people today continue to misunderstand Jesus, and by doing so place themselves in an equally self-defeating position when they listen to and follow the devil. For us who believe, however, it is great news to know that Jesus has already overcome the devil and opened God's kingdom to all who hear his word and follow him. Christ Jesus, our Lord, has overcome even sin, death, and the devil for us. May he lead us to abide in him steadfastly until the end. Amen.